Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. You shall be holy, for I, Yahweh your God, am holy. Now, let's not fall into a common misreading of this as saying you are to be as holy as I am holy. That would be a ridiculous kind of perfectionism, as God's ways are higher than our ways, so are the heavens above the earth. We cannot be as totally perfect as he is, and that is not what it's saying. It's not saying, be as holy as I am. No, you shall be holy because I, Yahweh, am holy. You are to reflect my characteristics. This is the whole point of God having revealed his name to us. His name is his personality, his characteristics, and we are to carry that name, to manifest that name. Jesus quotes these words in Luke 6:36, and he says, be you therefore merciful, even as your Father in heaven is merciful. So, be holy, as I am holy, is quoted as be merciful, as your Father in heaven is merciful. Now, first of all, instead of using the term Yahweh, he talks about your Father in heaven. And this is not the only time you see that Old Testament passages which talk about Yahweh are quoted in the New Testament as talking about Father. I would say that the term Father is a preferred term in the New Testament. I think why that is because the Lord Jesus was the Son of God, and through his death and resurrection, we can be adopted into the family. And therefore, Galatians 4, he has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Daddy, Father. In other words, we are not simply adopted, we are also given the power through the Spirit to fully become part of this wonderful family where God is the Father and Jesus is the older Son. That is the power of the work of the Spirit in our lives. So this is why Yahweh is quoted as Father in the New Testament. It's interpreted as Father. And I think that should be factored in to all those who have a bit of an obsession with using this name Yahweh or Jehovah or whatever. Yes, sure, God has a name, and that name is harped upon quite a bit in the Old Testament, but not in the New Testament, where Yahweh becomes Father. Even Abba, Daddy. This is how intimate we can now become with God through the work of the Lord Jesus. And be holy because I, Yahweh, am holy, becomes be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. So then, being merciful is really being holy. But what does holiness mean? Well, it doesn't necessarily mean sort of white-faced piety in the form of icons, etc., that you might see in the Orthodox and Catholic churches. Holiness essentially means separation from the unclean, and also separation unto the ways of God. And Jesus sums that up as saying, be merciful, because mercy is what sets God apart. People in this world don't know how to forgive. They don't really know what mercy is. Even if somebody is on the carpet in front of them begging for forgiveness, well, they may or may not respond, and they want to see justice done and all this kind of stuff. Whereas God's mercy is of an altogether higher and different character. That is what we are asked to show, and it is in that we are separate, that we are unlike general human, fleshly, secular ideas of mercy, you know, throwing a banknote at a beggar or whatever. Not that I'm knocking that in itself, but the quality of divine mercy is far more than, you know, throwing a banknote at a beggar, far more. And it is more demanding, because people are like, but why? Why should I, for example, give my savings or part of my savings to those who are in need? Why should I forgive this person who is impenitent? Well, by doing what God does in those things, being generous in terms of forgiveness, in terms of generosity, then we are holy. We are separate. It doesn't mean we are pious or we are so particularly religiously sanctified. It means that we are acting as he does in this radically different way that he acts when compared with just the general secular idea of kindness or mercy. His holiness, his mercy is of an altogether higher nature and quality than that sort of secular sort of do-gooding spirit, which I think, fortunately, is in most human beings.